out harvest. Who will fight for the right? May the dark start off with ten. One stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000. Oh, oh, oh. Shoulder to shoulder, bolder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fall.
Stout-hearted man cannot do. And let me tell you, have I got a stout-hearted man for you today. My guest is Stuart Swerdlow, and there is no way that anybody could even possibly imagine what this man has been through in his life. Let me just read a couple of things. He's a gifted medical intuitive. He's a clairvoyant who has the ability to see auric fields, personal archetypes, as well as read DNA sequences in mind patterns. His great uncle was the first president of the Soviet Union. His grandfather helped form the Communist Party here in the United States. To ensure his loyalty stayed with the U.S. government, he was recruited. That means join us or else. For specific government mind control experiments, which enhanced his natural abilities. He spent years in service to various U.S. and foreign government agencies and special interest groups. His mind and body were used for genetic and mind control experiments, which led to severe illnesses, broken relationships, premature kundalini activation. Well, needless to say, after years of deep self-analysis, Stuart merged with higher levels of his multidimensional self. This saved his life. And his mission now is to help others heal themselves in positive ways. As I said, I don't think anybody in the world has been through what you have been through, Stuart. And I only know a very small part of it. So welcome to Rumor Mill News Radio. And I'm actually in awe of you and all the things that you have done. And I am certainly very happy that I didn't go through any of them. I did go through some of what you've gone through, but nothing like what you've been through. So today, if you don't mind, I'd like to start off with talking about things that are in the news, your news, not the regular news. I'd like to talk about the Draco alignment. I'd like to talk about the dragonfly and how you interpret that. And I'd also like to talk about earthquakes and full moons. So welcome, Stuart.
Thank you, Ray, very much. I appreciate being on your show.
We've recently had an alignment, and you have described an alignment in the heavens that, everybody made a great deal of, where we had Venus and Jupiter and the moon in a very strange formation. And a lot of people were seeing very positive things from this, but you were seeing a message to the Illuminati. Now, what were you seeing?
Yes, as you know, the Illuminati are very much proponents of symbolism, and they take the Bible, as you know, which was written by them, unfortunately, and they have used these symbols as signs for themselves. In fact, in the New Testament, it says there will be signs in the sky at the end times. And I have talked for many years about the end time programming that the Illuminati have thrust upon the earth and into people's mind patterns. And that configuration that you mentioned, but the Venus, Moon, and the Jupiter are very significant because back in the early to mid-90s when that string of pearls struck Jupiter, it was 22 pieces. It made right-angle turns. It was not a natural object. It was something that was artificially sent into Jupiter in order to change the configuration, the chemical structure, and make it into a second sun so that we would have a binary star system. Now, since that time, as your listeners know, a lot of changes have happened in Jupiter. The red spot has started to change. There's a new red spot, several new red spots. It's getting brighter. It's heating up. It is becoming a second sun. So for the Illuminati to see that as one of the symbols that is representative of creating a binary star system, which is what the Draco star system is. The moon, as we know from my research and other research, and I've written about it in my book, Blue Blood, the moon is an artificial object that was driven into our solar system eons ago in order to colonize this planet. And in fact, the Draco were the first intelligent beings on this planet. So the moon is very significant as their ship that brought them here. And then we have Venus. Now, in my Blue Blood book, I also talk about how Venus was really an ice comet that was hurled into the solar system by the reptilians when they noticed colonies on Mars and on a planet that no longer exists called Maldek that was between Mars and Jupiter.
The asteroid belt.
Yeah, but that was blown up and became the asteroid belt.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then, the ice comet ripped the atmosphere and oceans off of Mars and then came towards the Earth, which was that time covered totally in water, and spun around the Earth and pulled and polarized the oceans, created the polar regions, and then this ice comet took up position as the second orbit from the sun and became what we now know as the planet Venus. And that is why Venus is cloud covered, because being so close to the sun, it evaporated or melted the ice, creating haze or clouds around that planet. So to see these three reptilian symbols in the sky in a triune position, that is representative to the Illuminati that their days now of domination and total control are at hand. So
it's not a positive thing? So in other words, you're saying that the way they are reading this is a complete domination of the whole planet is at hand for them.
Yes, and you know, they do worship the three-horned gods, and each one of these symbols represented a point on the horn. And so, yes, to them it was a symbol that, yes, our time has come. It is time for domination and control of the Earth. And unfortunately, Ray, now we're going to see a real step up in their agenda in order to dominate and create global government, which really already exists, but to make it public.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that almost everybody I'm talking to, no matter what their expertise, is saying exactly what you're saying. And about the only positive person that I've interviewed, and I can't even remember which one it is, they said that the only hope we have is that the Rockefellers and the Rothschild battle each other, and we're given a few more centuries, you know, to work on ourselves while the elite are fighting themselves.
Well, you know, that time has come and gone. We've had our centuries of time where we should have been working on ourselves and didn't.
I know.
You know, and as far as the infighting of the Illuminati, yes, you know, that is always the case. I always use an analogy: when you have a pit and you throw reptiles into the pit, they fight each other instead of help each other get out.
Yeah,
so that's seeing with the Illuminati family.
Correct.
They're backstabbing each other and fighting.
Well, now you've also mentioned another symbol that is coming around at this exact time. And it was a dragonfly that was found in, I guess it was limestone.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of interesting that it's, what, 330 million years old, or 333 million years old, I think is the number that they gave to it. And it's so amazing that right now a dragonfly, Draco is dragon.
Yes, yes.
And so how are you... You and I both know that the Illuminati sends signals and coded messages to all of their minions around the world. How did you interpret this one?
Well, it's interesting about that, how it suddenly was in the news at the same time as this symbol in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other interesting thing is it was found very close to a huge shopping center in Massachusetts, which, as you know, is heavily populated. And you would think that in all the decades and centuries of being populated in this area, someone would have discovered this dragonfly imprint right there for all to see. And yet now is when they've made it public. Now, the dragonfly is, yes, a reptilian symbol, but beyond that, in my 13Q book and my True Reality of Sexuality book, I write about how the dragonfly is also a ritual programming symbol, where they use the dragonfly programming to have ritual or sexual magic events with people in order to invoke certain astral entities. So to me, when I saw that being revealed on CNN and Fox News, which are mouthpieces for the Illuminati, that this imprint was found at the same time that the symbol was in the sky, that was an activation trigger for all people that have dragonfly programming.
Okay, and so what do you expect that these people with dragonfly programming are programmed to do?
Well, dragonfly programming is designed for the programmee to have sexual ritual with reptilians and to enable the person to become a vessel where a reptilian entity from the lower astral can enter the body and participate physically with other reptilians or shapeshifters on the earth plane.
And, you know, many times we see people who are into sex and drugs. They seem to be walking around under a black cloud. Is this because the lower entities get into them because of what? The type of sex they have. They don't have sex with people that they love. They just have sex for sex. I mean, they could have it with anything, you know, a milk bottle full of liver if you want to get gross.
Exactly, and that is because to them, sex is not about desire. It's a formula. It's an energetic formula to produce a certain outcome. So human beings, male or female, have a certain energy, and each person, depending on their genetics, has a certain frequency. And if they know a particular outcome or energetic output that they wish to achieve, they mix certain groups together in this activity, which raises up the energy that they can then use to create whatever it is they want to manifest. So that's basically what the ritual is about. It's really an energetic formula.
And, you know, both you and I have known a high Illuminati witch. I don't know what you call her, but that's what I call her. And she used sex to snare people.
Yes, yes.
And, oh, my God.
Well, it's imprinting. It's imprinting because, you know, especially for males, males project energy out and females accept energy in and create from that. That's what baseline sexuality is about. And so Illuminati agents or handlers use sexual imprinting in order to get programming downloaded or input or output, whatever it is they're doing at that moment. And they also know that the sexual activity can be a trigger for the person to put them in a particular altar so that a function can be performed, whatever that might be for
right.
the moment.
You know, one of the first things that I noticed when I got involved in the truth movement, and this was back in 1984, of all years for me to enter the truth movement, one of the things that I noticed is that the heads of many of the groups that I belonged to, many of the groups that were really, you know, superb investigative reporters, et cetera, who were really getting to the crimes of the Reagan administration, which to this day have never been exposed.
Right.
But many of these young men suddenly fell in love. I call it fell in lust. They fell in love to the point that they gave up their work and they ran off with the woman that they fell in love with.
Yes.
And to this day, I still believe that those women were sent in with some sort, of course, back in 1984, I didn't know about mind control programming, but I believe these women were sent in to derail all of these researchers. And of course, at that time, everything just simply fell apart. It no longer went on.
That's exactly what their function was to do. because they put them in an altered state, and then the person really is not even aware of their own actions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I know about it now, but I still wonder, even if somebody knows about it, can they get caught up in it?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question, because as you know, personally to me, that happened to me as well.
I know it
did. And here I was, you know, supposed to have known about all these things. But if you don't start the deprogramming process to a certain degree, you can be very easily caught up in a activation, because they have codes, you see. They have codes, whether it's a color, a number, a word, an event. It could be anything of a million different things. And that snaps you into another personality, sub-personality within the programming matrix, and you just go along with the functions of that alter. And you have no basis of reality of what's going on around you. You're literally led around by the nose.
You know, I did not realize that this happened to my husband. I don't know if you met him in 1999. We were at the same conference together.
Yes, yes.
And he went out and had a cigarette with this Illuminati witch.
Yes.
And then he got called back to California. He was working as a security manager for Sears, and something happened. They called him back. Now, interesting, Sears, I know, is owned by the CIA, or is controlled. You know, Sears, Kmart, all of that is controlled by a faction of the CIA. And so I wondered about that. When I came home, I was no longer married to a supportive husband who wanted me to, you know, start rumor mill, keep it going on the Internet, you know, publish more books. I was married to a man that was perpetually angry, perpetually screaming at me, to the point that I did not know when I walked through the door at night whether he would have a gun in his hand and blow my brains out the minute I walked in.
Yes.
And then he had a heart attack, and he kept getting progressively worse and worse and worse. To a long story short, for about the first 7 years that I had started Rumor Mill News, I was caring for an invalid who also was diagnosed as bipolar but would not stay on his medicine, so that he... You know, he was perpetually angry, explosive. And I credit this with this same Illuminati witch. I believe they did this to him, and in my opinion, they eventually killed him, because he wasn't serving their purposes. He wasn't derailing me enough, so they killed him. I lost the money that he brought in. You know, I suspect that they thought then I would lose Rumor Mill News if I didn't have his money to support it. Well, that didn't happen either. But I know this woman, the same one that went after you, did it to him too.
Yes, and she also went after the manager of that conference.
Yeah, the head of that conference.
And killed him.
It killed him, gave him an explosive heart attack from
yes.
which no one could ever recover.
Yes.
And that conference, which had gone on for 40 years, twice a year, for 40 years.
Yes, and it's gone with the wind.
It's gone with the wind, and the most explosive pieces of information that were ever released to the public came through that conference.
That's right.
And so...
Well, you know, after that conference is when my worst nightmares began, as you well know. I wrote about it in the first part of my Blue Blood book.
Uh-huh.
Which I would recommend the listeners to read to understand all the details of what happened. I was held hostage in Argentina, in Alaska, in Switzerland, in California. My family was threatened with death if I didn't do what I was told to do and say. It was really a time where I was contemplating the only way out was to commit suicide.
I can't believe it, Stuart.
Yeah.
How in the world did you escape?
Well, it's a very interesting story, because I came back from Alaska, and I was passing through the continental United States going somewhere else, and I said to this person, I just need to go back and get something at my home, and I will continue on to the location where we're supposed to meet. And I guess she must have trusted me at that point, where she probably felt, you know, I would no way disobey orders.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walked in my home, it's like a veil was taken off of my head. And I was like, wow, what the heck happened to me these last year or so? You know,
exactly.
And it's like I started to come down from this high. But to make a long story short, I was taken then to medical people to be examined, and they found about 24 needle marks on my back that they said there was no way you could have done that to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you think she was injecting you with?
Well, whatever it was to alter my perception of reality. She used to spray things in the room sometimes, and I would never know what it is. She would shove a pill in my mouth, and I'd say, what is that? She'd say, oh, just to calm you down, you know, and drink lots and lots of water. You know, I really feel later on from research that she was shoving ecstasy pills in my mouth. I would be deprived of food. Then they'd put the heat up, put the air conditioning on. All kinds of psychic driving was done to break my personality.
Mm.
And then, of course, and if I didn't break, then there were the threats against my family. Because she knew I didn't care if she killed me, but, you know, I cared about my children and my family, and that's who that she threatened.
Truly, you know, because I know who this woman is, and I know how evil she is, and I have been at other conferences where I have seen her working the men at these conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Men, I'm not going to name their names, but they are men who are the leaders of this movement.
Yes, I know, and I warned them. Do you know, Ray, that I warned them after I got back and I got my head together? I warned them, and some of them said, you know, oh, that's not a big deal. We don't pay attention to that.
That's exactly what they tell me, too.
Yeah.
I've warned them. They've told me the same thing.
So, you know, you have to let it go, because what can you do? And one of them is dead now also. Another person is dead.
Oh, my God.
I know. She had a list of people she was picking off.
Well, Stuart, how you and I survived, I don't know. But I think there are certain people that God protects, and we've got to be those people.
Well, you know, in my work that I teach, I teach heavy deprogramming, which I learned the hard way.
Right.
And I teach protection techniques and ways to get yourself grounded and balanced so that this cannot affect you.
Never has something been more needed than what you are teaching. Because, as I said back in 1994, the way they got rid of the heads of the movement is they just sent a woman in, they fell in love with them, and then suddenly they're gone and the movement just falls apart.
Yeah.
And exactly what happened to the Global Sciences Conference.
Yes, and you
without
know, Ray,
Dean.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to say something. It's not so much, at least in my case, that you fall in love with the person, but the person brainwashes you into thinking that your loved ones around you are really your enemies.
Yes, and that is also true. But I do know, you know, from personal experience with this one guy, he was just a lovesick puppy. And when she left and went back to England, he just trotted along right after her.
Yeah.
And never anymore did we have contact with this man's inside sources in the Pentagon.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, Ray? Is these women are part of that dragonfly programming.
That was what I was wondering. And I'm wondering if now that the dragonfly programming has been released. And of course, I really wonder about the Monarch girls, what they were truly programmed to do. Because, you know, I have to admit, the story of them being programmed to have sex with all these men, that just sounded so lame. It's like, what more have they been programmed to do?
Oh, well, there's many levels of Monarch programming. You know, sometimes they can be programmed just to be a spy or to find
mm-hmm.
out information to bring back to other people. Sometimes they're programmed just to be saboteurs. There's many different levels. And on an ultimate level, they even are assassins.
That's the point that I was making. But you see, you don't hear any of them truly admitting this. I've heard a couple of them speak, and I haven't heard any of this. I've just heard about sex with the various famous men that they've been sent to have sex with.
Yes.
I can't believe how fast this half hour has gone, Stuart. We will be right back. We're talking with Stuart Swerdlow, and you are going to hear some things today that I assure you you're not going to hear from the mainstream media. This is Raylan Allen. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the MicroEffect.com radio network, and we will be right back.
mind.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the rights they adore. Start off with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 men.
Welcome back to WomenNoNewsRadio.com, and we are talking with one of the most stout-hearted men that I have ever met. Stuart, we were talking about the Monarch program and the Dragonfly program, and we were saying that many of the Monarch girls who get on stage and talk about sex and all of the different men they've had sex with as a result of their programming, I've always believed that they did God knows what else, you know, while they were having sex with all of these different men. And in many cases, I've actually believed that some of these Monarch women were like the handlers or the men or the women who went in to reprogram some of these men. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Many of them are programmed and trained to be handlers, and many of them are also simultaneously trained to be mothers of darkness, who can then officiate and participate in the sexual magic ritual.
Yes.
And there are cadres of them all over the world at this point. And the interesting thing is, when the program first was brought to the North American continent in the late 1940s via Canada, they used the symbol of a blue monarch butterfly. Many of them had that tattooed on various parts of their bodies, usually on the breast, but sometimes on other parts of the body. And as the time went on, you can see the different generations or phases of the Monarch program, where then it became a regular orange-black monarch color, like you would see in nature.
Yes.
And then I've noticed recently it's now green. They have green monarch butterflies, and you even see them now on television commercials, especially for sleep medication.
Yes, Lunestra.
Yes.
We've all noticed that one.
Yes, and that is basically, that commercial is a trigger for the next phase of the monarch cadres that are out there activating them, and they're quite young. And I will even go as far as to say I have noticed, even as young as 15 years old, of this new phase of Monarch, where these young girls, and not even women, you couldn't tell if they were 15 or 30, the
exactly.
way they act and dress.
Well, I've always been absolutely certain that Britney Spears was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And in the last few months, I have, you know, we never get any truth from the media.
Yeah.
But she is now hanging around with Mel Gibson and his wife. And I've had a feeling that maybe he is going to help her get out of the programming. Because he certainly tried to expose it in his film Conspiracy Theory.
Well, you know, I just have my question mark about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the various films that he's produced over the last few years, especially The Passion, which
mm-hmm.
to me was a precursor or an imprinting to prepare for the New World Religion. You know, and then he had a couple, I think an alien film about an invasion. So my feeling, I have mixed emotions about him. I think that maybe he's imprinting as well.
Well, I certainly didn't view The Passion as imprinting for a New World Religion. If he were going to imprint for a New World Religion, it would be based on the goddess or the Taliban. Is the way that I feel, certainly
well, yeah.
not Christianity.
No, but they have to be a precursor, a foundation upon which to build it, you know, and the fact that he had the film all in Aramaic.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, and there were some inaccuracies.
And then his next film, Apocalypto, was in, you know, in a language that nobody speaks anymore. I mean,
right.
I don't even know where he went to find these people.
But you see, that's just it, because I know that there are very deeply programmed people who are programmed in these archaic languages so that they can't be triggered until the right time. Then here
oh,
he comes
my
along.
God, I never thought about it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, and then here he comes along with this strange language that no one knows, and how many then did he trigger with it?
Exactly. And, you know, it's possible that he had no idea that this was going to happen. You know, he's got trusted advisors also.
I know. Yeah, of course.
But I have noticed changes in Britney Spears. And you see, she's one of the people that I have highlighted and, you know, sort of used to expose a lot of things that are going on.
Yes.
And I think that she, you know how I probably am the only site in the world that talks about the New World Order and then talks about the faction to the opposition to the New World Order, you know, the group that has been slowing it down so that, you know, maybe we would have enough, maybe some of us would have enough chance to, you know, reach a stage of enlightenment and escape the planet. But I feel that Britney Spears started, you know, as an Illuminati mind control. But somewhere about 5 or 6 years ago, she broke out of it, started working for another group, and then the Illuminati came back in, snatched her up again. That was when she went into this complete breakdown, out of which I believe she broke her programming. The breakdown broke the programming, and now she's friends with Mel Gibson. Well, if you're right about Mel Gibson being someone who is laying down the foundation, I really hope you're wrong about that. You know, because most, you know, most patriots know his father. His father's one of the most outspoken constitutional patriots and, you know, that we know. And I just can't imagine that Mel Gibson could be knowingly working for the bad guys. Sadly, they're so clever that you can be working for them and thinking you're working to expose them, when in actuality, you're doing exactly what they want you to do.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. You know, well, it's the double blind.
Now we talked about the Monarch programming, what it could be releasing. What could the dragonflies, what were the dragonflies programmed to be?
Well, as I mentioned, the dragonflies are programmed really more for sexual ritual. And they are so deeply programmed, and they have such a different kind of genetics that they are able to participate in ritual with actual reptilians, see. But I'll go a step beyond that, and I'll tell you that the deepest sexual programming that they can have is scorpion programming. That is very, very deep, and I'm working with some people now in deprogramming that. It takes a very long time to deprogram from it, because unfortunately, as in most programming, one of the fail safes that the Illuminati put in is suicide programming.
Correct.
So when the internal programmer of the Matrix realizes that it's losing the battle, it activates the suicide programming and kills the person.
Now, another one of the fail safes that they put in is alcoholism.
Yes.
And what is really extraordinary is sometimes the alcoholic syndrome will be activated and they will appear drunk and they haven't had a thing to drink.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there are many fail-safes that the Illuminati have put into them to keep them from revealing too much and also to keep them in their programming. That's why it's a wonder that you ever got free.
Well, you know, I'm still deprogramming. I can't tell, you know, I'm not going to falsely say that I'm completely deprogrammed. I'm not. It's taken years and years and years, and still things come up.
And, you know, it's so funny because I get accused of being programmed by the CIA, and I'm running a CIA site. You know, they say that because of my symbol. You know, I use the CIA logo in a parody. Instead of, you know, one eagle, it's a double eagle. And instead of saying the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, it says the Rumor Mill News Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started as a complete parody. And, you know, they always, I'm accused at least once a week, you know, of being a mind control slave of the, CIA.
Well, you're getting off easy. I get accused daily.
Genuinely. You know, the thing of it is every human being in the world is subject to programming.
Absolutely. I am saying that.
Yeah, and if people don't admit that, you know, I fully admit. I said, look, there's a possibility that I am. And one of the things that I do to ensure that people don't just get my opinion of what's going on in the world is I have 154 other writers that can post any time of the day or night, and they are all posting their opinions. Now, Is it possible that all 154 of these anonymous people are CIA agents? I don't know. Could be. It could be that every single person that writes on the Internet is a CIA agent.
Well, you know, to me, the CIA is just like, a front. It's really a bungling organization. The real, you have to go behind that, the NSA.
Yes.
And other organizations. That's the real mind control people. But, the whole Earth is surrounded by satellites that are 24/7 beaming ELF and microwave at the total population of the Earth. And really, 100% of the people have some sort of programming in them.
Well, I think so. Anybody that has gone to our schools, our universities, anybody that's watched television in their life, I mean, think about this. One of my friends, the publisher of Surfing the Apocalypse, said, think about the word program. You turn on your television to watch a television program.
Right.
And it's like, therefore, you have given the Illuminati permission to program you.
Yes, yes.
Because they can't do anything without your permission. They're just really sneaky about how they get your permission.
Yes, I know. and even people who work with computers, they're programmers, right?
Exactly. I never thought about that one.
Yeah.
But also, think about a legal practice and a medical practice.
Yeah.
They're telling us exactly what they're doing. They're just practicing on us.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And that's another point in that is our food, our medications, our water, it's all now reorganized or contaminated with chemicals that enhance the programming.
You're exactly right. They give the kids Prozac. They put fluoride in our water. The two of them enhance each other. And
Ritalin.
Yes. And we've got kids that just sit as zombies in front of the televisions that are created to program the kids, and they just sit there and take it in and take it in and take it in.
Yeah.
What in the world are we creating?
Those little computer games that they sit in there constantly, connected to those little hand games that they play.
Exactly. I've wondered what those are doing to the kids.
And if you ever looked at the games, a lot of it has to do with alien information, invasions, that kind of thing. And so I think they're setting everything up for the staged alien invasion anyway.
Well, I used to really think that it was staged. I no longer think it's staged. I think the real ones are coming.
Well, it's funny you said that because, and I've said on my website recently and in my last two conferences that there is something going on out there in the Kuiper's Belt that is scaring the Illuminati.
You've noticed that too, huh?
Oh, yes. I've said it. I've written about it almost a year now. And, the last 18 months, if you go on AOL or CNN or Fox, which I always monitor to see what they're saying.
Me too.
And they say every other day there was some object being discovered in the Kuiper's Belt, some huge object. And, of course, in order to take away the mystery of it, that's when all of a sudden they reclassified Pluto. So they said, Pluto isn't even a planet. It's one of those things in the Kuiper's Belt. It's been there forever, to take away the mystery of it. But then all of a sudden, some of those objects disappeared or moved in a way that they shouldn't have. And so there is a huge fleet amassed out there, way beyond Pluto, which is, in all intents and purposes, surrounding our solar system.
I have often thought that Zachariah Sitchin was probably correct about this 12th planet that came around. And I actually think now there's all sorts of misinformation on the Internet, about Planet X. And it was to hide the 12th planet.
Yeah.
But I believe that the elite masters are coming back. And the elite are scared to death that they're mad as hell at them.
Well, that's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
I've written about that in some of my books. It's like daddy and mommy are coming back, but the children have been naughty, and they're going
to be
punished.
That's right. And it's not us. It's not we, the little people, who are going to be punished. It's the elite masters who are going to be punished. And I swear to God, I think they're putting together a fleet of starships where they can leave this planet. before what should I say, that their time is up. I think they've got a certain amount of time left, and they got to get out of the planet before that their time is up.
Well, I'll certainly help them pack.
You know? Certainly. And you know, staying in this vein, I was talking with William Henry, and or maybe it wasn't him. He's the one that talked about the Stargates in Iraq.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew from being married to Gunter that aliens had given something to the Emir of Kuwait, and Saddam Hussein went down and stole it. And so I figured that Saddam Hussein needed that part to activate the alien portals,
yes.
Stargates.
Yeah.
But then I discovered that Muammar Gaddafi discovered something in Libya, and he gave it to Saddam Hussein also. Now that, you know, I hate to say it, but I know Muammar Gaddafi. He was a friend of Gunter's. And he basically is a nice guy who's been portrayed as a monster. The reason he overthrew the man who was running Libya is because the man was a pedophile monster, you know, who captured the Libyan children, sold them into sex slavery, you know, of the worst kind to all the Illuminati up in Europe. So no wonder the Illuminati hates Gaddafi. They'll do anything they can to make him look bad.
Well, they certainly threatened him for him to back down the way he has.
I think it really is interesting. I mean, the minute they bomb Iraq, Gaddafi suddenly gives up his nuclear program.
Yes, yes. And in fact, I believe they're in the process of creating diplomatic relations again with Libya.
That's correct, which is very interesting. You know, he stayed as sort of the black sheep. You know, all of the black sheep, the ones who don't appear to be playing ball with the Illuminati, you know, Gaddafi, Iran, Cuba, mm-hmm. North Korea.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you know, I say to myself, I've got to get rid of the programming about
yeah.
these countries. Maybe these countries are the good guys, not the bad guys.
Well, you know, when Bush calls somebody in part of the axis of evil, I think, okay, they're the good guys then.
Oh, so you're thinking the same way. It's sort of like Alice through the looking glass. Everything's backwards.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, I'm hoping that there are some aliens out there who want to remove our dictator.
That's what I'm hoping, too. Remember Enki and Enlil?
Mm-hmm.
And Enki put a DNA in us that would turn us into the gods, and
yes.
Enlil wanted to keep us as his slaves to work his mind?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
so, wow.
But, you know, I want to, may I say something about what I know about Iraq?
Of course.
Because I was there last October 2007. I went right across Iraq from Turkish border down to Kuwait. And I'll
amazing.
Tell you, yeah, that it's a dead country. I mean, it's the most horrifying, scary place you ever want to go in your whole life. I mean, really, what they've done to it is just criminal. But back in 2003, I knew that Nibiru, this planet X, was really on its way towards the Earth in its usual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened was, and you may disagree with me, and I understand if people out there disagree, but this is what I've heard, and what I know. As you mentioned, underneath Baghdad were these stargates. That we know. We also know that these beings from Nibiru were about to transfer some of their population through the stargates under Iraq. The Illuminati are really mortal enemies of the Anunnaki. They despise them.
That makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
But listen what happened. As Nibiru came close towards Jupiter, and this was in April 2003. Now, we invaded Iraq in March of 2003 and went right to Baghdad and occupied those stargates. Because a month later, less than a month later, a particle beam accelerator that was based on one of the moons of Jupiter blew up Nibiru. And if you watched the NASA sun cam that has satellite photos constantly on the sun, you saw huge chunks of rock flying into the sun. And to this day, that is why we have all these pieces of meteor and asteroids and rocks hitting the Earth all of a sudden. It's the debris of Nibiru. They destroyed that planet and occupied the Stargate so the population could not get through. They basically killed them.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I
remember
know.
When that happened. I remember seeing Kent Stedman was still alive with Cyberspace Orbit.
Yeah.
You know, I swear to God, he's another one that got killed.
I mean,
it looked like just an ordinary heart attack, but that man was so clued in to so many things. And, you know, he was supplying pieces of the puzzle to me that I wasn't getting from anybody else. And
yes.
He's now dead, and nobody has taken his place. No one has stepped in.
You know, Ray, they have a chemical they can spray on a steering wheel or doorknob, even a toothbrush, and you get an instant heart attack or stroke.
Yes, I agree. You know what is so incredible about Kent's heart attack? It was very similar, if not identical, occurring under identical circumstances in the snow to Serge Monest. And Serge was the one that gave us, Operation Bluebeam, all of the information about that.
Yep.
But they both died in the snow of a massive, massive heart attack that just blew their hearts up.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, you know, medically, they'll just say, well, you know, he had a bad heart and never knew it.
Exactly.
Well,
and sadly, it can happen to any of us. And people should realize that.
Definitely. And, you know, with the chemtrails that they're putting out now and creating, you know, Morgellons disease and really putting illnesses into the population, there's no telling what else the devious things that they are preparing for us.
You know, what is so amazing, we never get the death statistics. Nobody ever accumulates death statistics. It's sort of like when France was having the heat wave a few years ago. You know, they said something like 1,000 people died. Well, my friends in France said it was more like 100,000 people died, not 1,000. But the heat was so extraordinary that the old people couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Couldn't live, couldn't survive it. Anyway, here in my town, you know, I'm in California, and we had all of these fires. And while the fires were going, the most horrible, jagged, it looked like a lightning bolt off an SS uniform, but a whole bunch of lightning bolts. Brownish yellow smoke. Within the next day, I live in a senior village, so, you know, I'm used to sirens coming in to pick up people and take them to the hospital where they die. There must have been 8 or 9 sirens a day. We usually have 1 or 2 a week. 8 or 9 a day, every day for almost a week. The sirens are still going on. And, of course, there's no way that I could ever get, you know, I'm following the obituaries in the newspaper, but it's not telling me anything.
Yeah.
But I am fairly sure that we are being attacked on all levels right now.
Yes.
And it's the weakest. They're trying to kill off the weakest of the herd.
Yes. Yeah, well, don't take a flu shot.
Everyone.
They're giving them out at the airport for free now. You know, if someone asks you, did you take your flu shot, just say yes.
I tell them. I said, I got mine down at Long's.
Yeah. Don't even go there. Just don't, because that will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't take the flu shot.
Absolutely. And one of the other things that people have to do is they have to strengthen their immune system. Oh, and Stuart, I got to tell you something. Remember you came on and you wrote about coconut oil and how fabulous coconut oil is?
Yeah.
Ah, coconut oil. We will tell you about coconut oil when we get back after our break. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. We are talking with Stuart Swerdlow. During the break, you can go to expansions.com, his webpage that he shares with his wife, Janet, who will be on next week. And we will be right back. You're listening to the MicroEffect.com radio network. We can change.